In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our reading from the letter to the Hebrews today reflects upon suffering and hardship and all of those other things that happen in our lives, the kinds of things that cause us to say, "Where is God? Why doesn't God help me out here? Is there a God?" We've all been there at one point or another, and if you haven't been there yet, you're going to be there, because there are things which challenge our faith. And yet, we are admonished, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. So we are told to have confidence, or another way to put it would be, have faith, have hope, because we know in faith that there is a God, and we know that it is part of that what is going on is part of God's plan. Not that God tortures us in order to make us strong or anything like that, but God knows that such things will happen, because they happen to him, and they won't win. And so we are told that we need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. For after just a brief moment, he who is to come shall come. He shall not delay. But my just one shall live by faith. And if he draws back, I have no pleasure in him. And so we must, if we want to be the just one, you know, living according to the laws of God, we have to live in faith and not draw back. And so to keep having trust in God. And if you need a little thing to help bolster that trust, reflect upon the first parable which is given to us in the gospel, that talks about the kingdom of God and likens it to a plant. You know, how does it happen? You know, the farmer plants the seed sprouts, and you know, first the leaves come up, and then the ear, and then the fullness of grain in the ear. And not until the plant is fully grown and ripe will the farmer harvest it. And it is that way with the kingdom of God. God's judgment is coming, but not yet. He's waiting for the fullness of the harvest. And so we can afford to wait for that and have trust in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.